ball from
part
that
three
event is dead.
Of our show. Of the Dabu 7 Underground News Live Network.
Yeah, man.
So, broadcasting on XM and across all media platforms.
I wanted to point out for what it was worth.
Part three.
Show some people some evidence that, you know, these goons are really demonic and they hold rituals in the open. And it's not like you had to slip into Bohemian Grove and sneak and film it. No, they are so openly brazen these days, they will show you they are that satanic. So, let's talk about the end time. It seems we're there. A lot of people out there equate the end and tribulation to having something to do with the third temple. Everybody's got their own little tidbits of this or that to add to everything. That the temple's not really a temple, it's supposed to be your body. I'm not talking, there's points there to be proven, yes. But that's not what I'm talking about here. There was a real physical temple. It was Solomon's temple. There was the second temple that was destroyed. And there's the prophecy of a final temple being built. And most of you should know this. It hasn't been till here recently that there's been any talk of them seriously starting to build that temple. And right this very moment, they are talking about building that temple. A couple things got to happen before that commences. One of them is the sacrifice of this red heifer. And I'm going to get to that here in just a second. I put out a video on that. I want to point out, though, and clear up some confusion, though, about this day. April 8th. Okay? When it comes to ancient Hebrew operates a bit different. Of course, reading Hebrew, you got to read it backwards the exact opposite way than what we do today.
That's right.
And the traditional New Year's Eve, I think this year is in October. I think Tooch said earlier. But when it goes to the roots of the old school way of when God put everything in motion, God said this, said that, and when these events happened in the Bible, this is when it went down. On April 8th, it is the very first day of the year. Okay? Eighth into the ninth. Now, their days are different. Their days start in the evening. So, soon as sundown begins, that day begins. So, sundown on April 8th, this whole thing begins. You see? Nisan 1. The first day of the first month. As it's spoken, go look it up in your Bible. Want somebody go do some research and actually read something. They're bumping their gums of some regurgitated crap someone else just keeps repeating, and they don't never even read their damn Bible. Okay, so Nisan 1 is very critical here. It is the beginning of it all, and it just so happens that it falls in this very day. Of all days, you can see on here it changes. The day jumps around every year. March, April, all this. But in 2024, of course, right here where we sit, this day and time, this new day for this new year begins. Okay? As it says here, it says something seems off here, right? It says it's a Monday night. Rosh Hashanah, the traditional Jewish New Year, is still 6 months away. Why the celebration? Well, the ritual in the original is what I just showed you. Why they are celebrating it off in October and totally switched it up off of what God stated is, well, look at us. We're running off the Gregorian calendar. It's completely out of whack. But, this whole thing kicks off first day of Nisan, is my point to you. And it's the same day as the eclipse. Okay? Again, all these are not coincidences. These are signs. Nisan 1. Look, even if you don't believe in it, you better pay attention to what your enemies believe in. Because they believe in on this date, we're going to sacrifice half the damn planet. You better be paying attention. Or not. Just get smoked. Just get smoked by the same hand that's ever murdered anyone that's ever been murdered in front of you. From your JFK, John Lennon, your Tupac's, Becky's, all of them. Same hand. Murdered all of them. Same ones brought down the Twin Towers. And the next 9/11 is about to happen. You could feel it in the air. This is the closing of a 7-year window. So this is high ritual, high energy. I've already told you the culmination of all of it. But it's also beginning a new window. It's closing a 7-year window. But it's opening up something new. So, dude, you can't make this up. I've been covering this stuff for years and years and years. And there's never been a time like this. Never has there ever been in the past. And never do I see one in the offing in the future. Will any of these things align thus far? Right. All these signs. They're there, man. The exodus out of Egypt began in Nisan. Okay? It was within this time frame that darkness fell upon Egypt. What do they call us, Lady Babylon? Here, the whore, the great whore that rides the beast. The United States is coming down. And I believe that this esoterically symbolizes it. You can see right here, Nisan is important to them. It says here that when it comes to these signs, I can't read the Hebrew there. It's may it be your Lord. Well, Lord, our God, and our God, our fathers, that is coming. What? They don't even make a whole lot of sense. May it be your will, Lord, our God, and the God of our fathers. Okay. That this coming year should come upon us in peace. Okay.
That's
what that means.
A reference.
So the celebration of the first of Nisan as the beginning of the new year is rooted in both the biblical in Talmudic sources, Exodus 12, 1 through 2 states that Nisan is the first month in the inner calculation of the new year in the Mishnah.
Right.
And it says right there, it describes the first of Nisan as one of four beginnings of the Jewish new year.
Yeah.
So as it says there, there's four new years. Well, the Nisan one here is the one that they called out in the Bible, as I've just explained it to you. So, for what it's worth, an interesting time that we're in. Now, let me finish up here with the red heifers. So, this is important to note. I mean, out of everything that I've talked about and told you here thus far, if that's not heavy enough, let's throw in the red heifers and the red heifer prophecy. And we're just going to cap it off with this. Because really, this is it. This says it all. Where we're at.
Right.
First off, Numbers 19 explains the directive God gave Moses and Aaron regarding the red heifers, or red female cows. They were to bring a blemish-free heifer that never carried a yoke for sacrifice. Now, unlike other offerings made inside the camp, the main priest was to take this one outside the camp and slaughter it. He was to then take the blood and sprinkle it 7 times toward the front of the tent. And then he would go outside, he would add cedar wood, hyssop, and all the stuff to it, burn it up, take the ash and mix it with water. Right. This is important. Because this is what you use to cleanse someone.
Or to cleanse something.
This is what you use to cleanse someone. Normally when you would say that, what are you using? Holy water.
Right.
You have, but in this instance, this is to clean someone that has been around a dead body.
Right.
For instance, or for any other type of purification with water. Perfect. It says right here, they used it in water of cleansing. It is for purification from sin. Whoever gathered the ashes would also need to wash his clothes. So they used this in ritual for that reason. Okay? So what happened? They were burning these things. They burned them, 9 of them. Up till 70 AD. That's when the Roman soldiers destroyed the second temple. The arrival of a possible 10th perfect red heifer means hope for the Messiah's appearance.
Word.
Their Messiah. The Jewish Messiah, because they don't believe in Jesus as being the Messiah. It's their hope for the appearance of this individual, which I'm telling you, we found on a shekel. He's the dark Messiah. I'm telling you, he's here. He is here. They are not keeping it a secret. No, they're talking about it in YouTube videos. He is a real, live, walking, and talking dude.
Yes, he is.
Do you guys not realize this? Oh, it's not a secret.
I know it.
He's out there.
Yep.
If anyone cares.
He just hasn't revealed himself.
Or if he's just here for entertainment.
But he's definitely out
there. He's here. He's breathing. He's real. So many years we thought this dude is the anti. This dude is the anti. Nope. There's one dude that's going to sit in a temple. There's one dude right now, they are worshiping, taking in the rooms, bowing down. He's performing miracles. He's doing all these things right now. He's been living under a rock. Okay? So this is happening. What else do they say? The Jewish scholar Maimonides held that the 10th animal would only be found and sacrificed when the King Messiah was ready to appear. Guess what? They're sacrificing the red heifer within 30 days by Passover of this year.
Yep.
Guaranteed. Yep. And when they do, they can begin building the third temple.
And that's when the
that day,
dark Messiah will
that
appear
day,
sometime after that.
They have a huge altar set up. A huge fancy thing. Dude, this is huge. They're ready for it. They have 4 heifers. They had 5. So one caught a blemish. All I had to do is grow white hair.
Yep.
All I had to do is grow white hair. Okay? This man, they worship. You need to go do your research. And not think that it's Trump or it's Obama or it's this or that. No, this is a dude that's living in Israel right now being worshipped, and he's going to sit inside this watch. I told you, I warned you. Y'all could say it's this person, that person, all that. It's this dude they're doing this for. Yeah, all these other people are high evil. Yeah, they're all part of the team in the game. They're not this dude.
No.
They're not this.
They might be Antichrist types.
I seen him on film. Antichrist. You can look it up. His name's not even hidden.
No, it's not open. He's been revealed already.
It slips my mind right the second. I don't want to say the wrong name, though. Yet. So, They're about to kill this calf. They're going to show the whole world. They're going to commence the building this temple. And this is the beautiful thing. Soon as it's built, it's on. It's meant to be destroyed.
That's right.
It's prophesied it will be destroyed.
That's right.
You know who's going to do it.
Yeah, the real Lord.
Jesus prophesied not one stone will be left unturned.
That's it.
They're going to smoke the place.
Where the whole world.
Let them build it. Bring it on. I came here. Let's get this party started.
Yeah, it's going to get started once that gets built.
It's time for trip. It's that.
Yep.
As soon as this happens, we are in a 30-day window with this thing. We've talked about this for so long, and we're here. We're crossing, like, the spiritual Rubicon, where there's no turning back.
Yep. And it's very.
And whatever this event is that's about to pop off, it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge, global.
I've said it many times. I believe they're going to take out our communication, our comms. It's coming. You're not going to be able to see videos like this. No more live streams, no more any of that. It's going to be down for quite a while, quite a bit, and everyone's going to have to go into survival mode with whatever you got around you. Whoever cared to prepare, whoever took this serious, because God knows I have. I said it before, this Noah's Ark's about built. You know what happens after the Ark's built? It starts raining.
Yep.
There's not much time left, I'm telling you.
Not much at all.
It's not. One day it's going to happen. Very soon. Boy, think. I ain't even sprinkled in all the election madness and chaos that you should expect the whole second half of this year. Boy, it's fitting to be a clown show.
That's an understatement.
If you even got a TV powered up to watch it.
That's an understatement. When Jesus comes back, you won't need
a TV. Take nothing for granted. Anyhow, you remember that the moment that they sacrificed this red heifer, the moment that you hear that it happened on TV, that their Messiah's here.
Yeah,
it begins, it ushers in the messianic era for them.
The dark Messiah. Antichrist is the dark Messiah. That's what they're talking about.
Dude.
It's not the real
wild times.
He's coming too.
If you were waiting for it to get really interesting.
Long after that happens, he'll be coming too.
You just got it. Man. So, on cue there, bringing us up toward top of the hour, I checked the chat and some shout outs here. Bring this one to a close. Man, it's been a long day. I was up at like 5 a.m. Here it's 11 p.m. So, send love out to everybody out there. Calling upon the Most High. Everyone needs it. Thank you, D. White. All the mods, all the crew. Getting Kevbar. Everybody that bought coffees tonight, man. Anyone that supports the channel, period, I appreciate it. Whether it's PayPal, buy a coffee, sharing a video, or just saying a prayer. It's all appreciated to the fullest. Thank you, Spiro, my brother. Man. Yeah, definitely miss talking to you. Definitely miss having Spiro on the show. Guys, some of you I know remember. Me and Spiro did shows for years together. You know how life goes. But, man, you're always welcome back for a show, brother. Just light one up.
I'd like to have you back on.
I think we're due for one. Anyway, at least one. Yeah, that'd be a good one. Anyhow, I love all you guys out there. Much love. God bless. I'm live Monday and Friday. 9 p.m. right now. To the best of my ability, dropping videos as well. Make sure to subscribe to that new channel or my old Dabu 777 channel. It's now Surviving End Times. Be dropping videos over there. Yeah, man. Long as we're breathing, we're fighting.
True.
We're still in this. Just remember, man, you're not promised tomorrow. We're running out of time, and I really would. And, dude, I said I really would open up my messages in a message from Spiro said, and I hate to throw it out there, I said would love to. I seen the word would as I said it. It's the second time tonight. It's two synchronicities that happen like that on the show. I gotta point them out when they happen. It means its own point. All right, much love. Taking us out here on some music and some shout-outs. I love all y'all. D.Y., Hoodie, Crown Jewels, Cross the Pond, Gary, all my mods, I hold it down. Doug, I swear I want to get down there and see you. Inner City up there, man. Much love.
All right, everybody.
Targeted is a visual. Thank you for the two coffees. Much love. Much love to all you guys. Much love to all my pure bloods. Ride or die for life. I love all y'all. This is Kaluminati.
Reggie from Boston.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Reggie from Boston. Today's the 27th of August. It's 2018. Let me answer a couple of things and let me pose a few questions. How's that sound? Shall we? First of all, Richie's not a Christian. He's just doing that for monetary gain. Well, first of all, my channel and pretty much almost every other channel, almost, not all, are demonetized. Subscribers are getting unsubscribed constantly while the numbers still keep going up but the views keep going down. Now, that's happening pretty much almost all the way across the board. Richie's not a Christian. Well, then, how do I have a tattoo of a demon right there that's 25 years old and a tattoo of a cross right there that's 15 years old if I have no grasp of the concept of good and evil? Now, the cross was always meant to be an angel, but I couldn't find anybody that could do the feathers really well, so I opted for the cross. This is well before I finally woke up. And when I did wake up, I didn't talk about Jesus all the time. I do now, but I didn't. Until, after about 5 years of research, came to the conclusion that this truly is an epic battle of good and evil. God created everything. Somebody is undoing creation. Somebody's destroying the air, killing the bees, poisoning the water, and tampering with all the food. And they're actually all the way down the list so far that they're messing with male and female. I don't know how many scientific reports are being squashed that prove that there are genetically modified organisms causing gene modification in boys and girls in the food, water, plastic, clothing, and food wrappers. Not even to mention the food. And people don't seem to catch on to this. People don't understand that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers are behind absolutely everything, even the school system. James Corbett did a phenomenal set of videos called How Big Oil Conquered the World and Why Big Oil Conquered the World, and that explains everything in 2.5 hours better than I ever could. But if you can't see that we are being turned into a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah all over again, I do not know what to tell you. I woke up at 5 the other day. I met a subscriber of another channel, the I Am Jake YouTube channel. We drove at 5 in the morning up to New Hampshire to meet up with these guys for a food drive. Now, unlike many channels, I don't hide my identity. I don't care who knows me. It is what it is. I've even been accused of not being from Boston, which I'm not from Boston. My Richie from Boston, that was a name that was given to me because of the way I talk. So there's that. I'm from Lynn, Massachusetts. I grew up on Arlington Street. I lived on Haviland Ave, 62 Haviland Ave, for like 18 years. Chatham Street, Bowler Street, and then eventually went into the military. And then after I got out, all hell broke loose. A good decade of doing, I started taking Percocets a dentist gave me, and that escalated into heroin, scumbaggery, violence, shenanigans, jail time, so forth, so on, and blah, blah, blah. But I've been clean almost 11 years. All and right. You know how you can tell? Again, one of the most accessible YouTube channels. Do you realize how many of my subscribers have actually stood right in front of me? 239 pounds. I'm not in as great a shape as I used to be, but that can change in 3 months. It just amazes me the amount of videos. Why don't you make response videos? Because I've spoken to a lot of channels that I've respected for a long time, and they said, if you start making response videos, that's all you're ever going to be doing. Do you see what I'm saying? If anybody wants to find me, it's easy enough to do. Do you see what I mean? Just because somebody makes a video, someone's actions. Using my channel, I have been able to help more people than most people ever will in their entire lifetimes. And that's no exaggeration. It's a fact. I can make a list if you like. You see what I'm saying? At any rate, for the people that don't think, they think that everything's fine, that when we were kids, kids would draw pictures of the sky, the fluffy little clouds, the yellow sun. Well, the sky is white now, pale blue on a good day. The clouds are long and linear. They come out of the back of an airplane. They last all day long. They intertwine with other clouds coming out of an airplane and turn into a large blanket that goes in front of the sun. And the sun's no longer a large yellow orb like it used to be. It's a small, bright, white light that literally burns your skin if you're not wearing sunscreen, which also has cancer-causing agents built into it. Do you see what I mean? We are under an attack like never before in humanity, except when Jesus came last time. Do you see what I'm saying?
Same thing all over.
Why do I do this? Because I loved this country. I still do love this country. I love a lot of people that are in this country. But you know what I don't love? I don't love the internet. I don't love entertainment, music, television. I did, but I don't anymore because that's their vehicle. These people have taken over everything. Well, Richie, who are these people? Well, for the most part, primarily, they're Jews. anti-Semitic. I'm not anti-anything. I'm anti-asshole. If you're an asshole, I'm anti about you. What do you think of them apples? I find it absolutely astounding that some of the best researchers have looked into the actual Holocaust and the census they come up with for a number of people actually killed in the ovens is around 300,000 tops. And yet we've got this magical 6 billion number that doesn't allow anyone to say anything ever or you're anti-Semitic right away. If you say anything about the school now forcing curriculum where they have to teach 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds about gay people, two dads, two moms, sexual activity, so forth and so on, and using the word gender as though it were real, male, female,
that's all
mankind.
There is. No question.
Not all this other nonsense and bullshit.
That's right.
This is a trick. They're using it in the food, the water, in everything to change people. Alex Jones was a huge channel. You know why they let him get so big? Because he was doing their work. He preeminently said, if that's even a word, said everything that we're saying now, but the way he was such a, the globalist, it made him look crazy because that was his job. Every time he was on the news, he looked like a mental case. If you see me on the news, I talk like I talk because that's how I talk. You see what I mean? They really are changing. Do you think it's organic that all of a sudden everyone's gay? I mean, I'm talking all over the place. It's unbelievable.
No, that's not organic.
Unbelievable. The fact that all of a sudden this tiny percentage of people that just couldn't quite get their heads right are suddenly dictating government policy, school, so forth, so on, and blah, blah, blah. When you look behind the mask, all the way behind the mask, every single war, it's the same two families, Rockefeller, Rothschilds. I have a real hard time thinking that God Almighty, the one that created everything, is using two of the most evil families ever to push the pharmaceutical agenda, schools, war, all that. God can use Israel. God can. I hear you. But the way it stands now, the people that are occupying Israel, the ground called Israel on this particular plane or planet, that are killing the Palestinians and eating up their land like a mold on an old biscuit, that's not the apple of God's eye. It is what it is. You think it's a mistake that Winston Churchill, that all the presidents, Time Magazine, all these magazines were holding Hitler up as Man of the Year until he built up his military enough where he could start taking over things, and then all of a sudden we had World War? How much money was made in that war? What came from that war? People think Israel was a direct result of the Holocaust. The Balfour Declaration was written in 1917. Churchill was trying to push this the entire time. They decided to cook up the Holocaust so that they could make Israel, and if anyone had things something to say about it, anti-Semite. You don't think it's odd that we're going to war. We're going to go after Iran no matter what for their make-believe nuclear weapons, even though they're completely in compliance with global standards on nuclear proliferation. And Israel just doesn't even talk about it, and nobody talks about it either. The Samson option, the fact that they've got about 300 or more, who even knows, nuclear weapons. But we don't go after them. And in fact, all your taxes fund their military, their country, their lifestyle, their irrigation, their giant walls, and everything. Well, Trump's a Zionist. Yeah, that's why he's surrounded with people that are dual citizenship or just straight Jews. You know what I'm saying? Trump is with them. The Vatican's behind it. The Rockefellers are behind it. They're all behind it. It doesn't matter. What matters is either they're following the Bible word for word in trying to invoke the coming of the Antichrist, or it's just really good luck. Long story short, either which way, it's happening right now. Do you really think I like walking down the street and being the guy? That's the kid. No, that guy right there. He thinks those clouds are, 300 miles long and weaving together and always blocking the sun. They're controlling the weather. I thought that, and then I've shown you all the proof, and people still don't believe it. It's amazing to me. At any rate, it's the third time I made this video. This one's a little more relaxed, but we'll see. Whatever. I've been traveling for the last year. I've been traveling for the last 7 years because I'm not a real big advocate of go to work, pay taxes, and die. I did it for a long time. There's no future in it. You can't work hard in this country anymore. Get a house, be left alone, do what you want, have a family. It doesn't work like that. The government's encroached on everything. Remember the mold on the biscuit? Yeah, this is the mold on a big cake. You can't go anywhere, you're on government property. If anybody bothered to read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and everything else that was written when this country was founded, they'd know the government's not supposed to own anything except the small square footage in Washington, D.C., which isn't even a state, it's a district of Columbia. Nobody even cares that on the Washington, D.C. license plate, it says taxation without representation. I love the fact that some of my subscribers are Department of Defense. I love the fact that some of my subscribers are people that were trying to be politicians or walked away from the whole thing because they understood it's just political theater. A family that owns half of the wealth on the planet, on the plane, where we live right now, on this earth, they own half the wealth. The other half is controlled by like four other families. It's ridiculous. Everything's a lie. Get right with God. Just know. Jesus came to this earth. Even the demons knew who he was, and he told them silence. Even the demons here knew who he was. The people back then when Jesus came the first time, they were more enlightened or spiritually aware. They could see the demons that we think are, I don't know, celebrities, politicians. They knew what they were. Too many people here don't. Don't believe the hype. Richie from Boston.
There you go, folks. Now, let's see what else we can get here. Explains it. Alright, I think we did this one. Oh, maybe not. Let's do this one.
And I don't want to forget what I want to say. And I woke up this morning in Area 51, literally.
All right, we did do that one. Let's do this. Sorry about that. We already did that one. Here's some from P. Diddy. This is a video of P. Diddy.
After the Department of Homeland Security's Investigations Task Force raided his home, rap artist Sean Combs, aka P. Diddy, has been in the news quite a bit. And the more you look into the story, the bigger it gets. According to a recent lawsuit, Combs and several members of his staff have been accused of sexual assault, human trafficking, and operating a blackmail operation with hidden cameras that captured politicians, athletes, and members of the music industry in homosexual acts and other compromising positions. In declassified MKUltra documents, we know that as early as 1954, in Operation Midnight Climax, the CIA ran several brothels with two-way mirrors set up where they would film targeted persons having sex with prostitutes. According to several close witnesses, Hugh Hefner was operating an extension of this blackmail scheme in his Playboy mansion. And of course, the infamous Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were involved in this as well, with close ties to Israeli Mossad and the British Crown's Prince Andrew. Sean Combs has been using his friendship with Prince Harry to lure powerful people into his own blackmail operation. But it gets much worse than just blackmail. Combs was allegedly drugging underage girls and trafficking them across state lines, and appears to be a pedophile. In a disturbing video, Sean Combs claims he adopted a young girl, Ava Baroni, who said that she was on the streets before he took her into his home.
Yes, it was breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child. I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that, but you're my child also. But please tell the story.
So, I was on the streets, and then Papa Combs decided that he would like to be a caring man. So then he saw me and decided to pick me up and said to come inside and play with his kids.
Yeah.
Sean Combs appeared on Dan Schneider's TV show, All That, which notoriously employed several child predators who molested young actors on the set for years, all under the protected cover of Nickelodeon.
You know, in situations like this,
yeah,
I always ask myself, what would P. Diddy do?
What would P. Diddy do?
I don't know. Hey, let's ask him.
Son,
we can't wake up Shane.
Tell you what. Take this toy helicopter. Put it down his pants.
All right, we'll do it.
We'll do it.
In light of this information, an old video with a 15-year-old Justin Bieber and a 40-year-old Sean Combs is rather unsettling.
You ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So and we gonna go full, buck full crazy.
A series of recent trials and investigations appear to spell out a much bigger situation brewing in the background. In April of last year, movie star Leonardo DiCaprio gave eyewitness testimony in federal court to support claims that Praz Michel funneled over $20 million of stolen money from Malaysian billionaire Joe Lowe into Barack Obama's 2012 presidential campaign. Leonardo DiCaprio's film, The Wolf of Wall Street, was funded with over $100 million of stolen money from Joe Lowe and was likely given a plea deal in return for his testimony. On July 17th of 2023, 27 years after he was murdered, Las Vegas police served a new search warrant as part of their ongoing Tupac Shakur homicide investigation. 2 months later, Las Vegas police arrest Dwayne Davis, who, according to former LAPD detective Greg Kading, gave testimony in 2008 that Sean Combs offered him $1 million to murder Tupac. This criminal trail clearly leads to Obama and the satanic pedophile cabal that has been destroying America from inside the federal government. And while many of us remain cynical of ever seeing real justice, comedian Cat Williams predicted this would all come to light last January.
Race is not where the line is drawn. It's God's side and the other side. All of these big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way know why they take it the wrong way.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
There you go, folks. On InfoWars. And something that you can probably find more of about, that you can listen to, folks. Let's see what we have here next on the docket. What in the world are they spraying? Let's listen to this. It's from, taken from InfoWars, Bandai Video. We're not going to be able to. video because it's over an hour long, so we're gonna see we can do something short here because I only have 20 minutes.
But to be talking about Russia and Russiagate and what happened
actually,
there,
actually,
it's another one. Let me see what this one is. This is all from InfoWars.
Over 100 people were murdered in Russia on Friday, including women and children. 11 terrorists were captured by Russian authorities as they attempted to cross the border into Ukraine. They are being interrogated, and all roads lead to the U.S. State Department, who have been directing Ukrainian forces since their 2014 coup.
All right, well, I guess that's all we're going to do.
322 symbolizes the year 322 BC.
Let's see if we can...
...seen as the turning point which transformed Athens from a democracy to a plutocracy. A plutocracy is a society that is ruled by no other political philosophy other than the financial elite.
Okay. All right, we're going to stop this. We'll just have to play that another day. The battery went dead. So, all right. So we will be back with more updates as they come out. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a nice night. We'll play this article again, okay, on another episode. Take care, everybody. It's Michael Vasilis broadcasting for you tonight, giving you the news from independent news where you don't hear it anywhere else. We tell you what really happens where everybody else just kind of lies to you and puts you back to sleep. We just give you the real truth to keep you awake and informed, not to scare and to make you afraid, but to really tell you what's really going on so you can be ready. So we'll be back with that same episode there you're hearing in the background, and we'll air it again another time. All right, signing off.